Shalom, אנחנו קוראים...
Hello, we are reading excerpts. The topic is despair from his own forces. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
As a part of the chosen excerpts in relation to the topic that we're talking about, we have to understand that the forces of good and evil, they're becoming equal. The Creator has created one opposite the other, and this is how they're supposed to be inside the person. And therefore, we do not prefer the force of good, good called stole. It's not according to how we feel. But the force of bestowal versus the force of reception, both have to be equal. The Creator has created one opposite the other. And therefore, light and darkness, states of descent and ascent, everything that we have, we can divide them into one opposite the other, and we have to see both as equally important to relate to these two forces of creation, that we have to know how to work with both, how do we arrange them, so that even though that we want to use bestowal upon the vessels of reception, but still, how can we bestow in the vessels of bestowal? No such thing. We lack the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal is the Creator in and of Himself, and we have only the force of reception. Those that can use the force of reception in order to bestow, that as if we bestow through reception. And therefore, the states in which we do not feel a sense of elation, connection, bestowal, giving, but to the contrary, where we feel that or lacking forces. We have no uplifted spirits. We have to understand that this is because our will to receive is being increased, the as if negative force, upon which later on we can increase the positive force. There cannot be one without the other. But they come on and off, one opposite the other, one after the other, and therefore we have to respect the force of reception being our nature, just like the force of bestowal, not to disregard it. It's something that you have to learn. Seriously learn how to do. I'd say that this is more mature learning, where we do not disregard the bad, that no, it's like this, it's like that, no. But in those periods where I do not attain, where I'm not in uplifted spirits, maybe I'm not even in control of myself, and I feel that I'm forgetting words, and I don't really understand where I am altogether. All of these things, these are signs of a new degree, that I'm still disoriented, and therefore do not become despaired of these states. The despair of one's forces needn't be in at time of descent, not at all. The feeling of descent is additional will to receive, which is the Creator adding more and more creation onto me, and therefore I examine How am I growing in relation to the still, the vegetative, the animate, and all the other degrees of the speaking, precisely because I have a larger ego? Anyone greater than his friend, his desires are greater than his. And therefore, changing our attitude toward the unpleasant states, that I'm in the dark and helplessness, in a bad mood, I'm disoriented to the point where I really have no idea what's going on. These states are very important, and therefore there needn't be despair of one's own forces here, but to the contrary, there has to be joy from the adding of forces, forces of reception, true. But would I be able to grow without them? No. You measure each and every degree according to the measure of the will to receive in it. How much will to receive do you have? And afterwards, according to the corrections. But the basis is the will to receive. And if I get a burdening, a greater will to receive, it's a sign that I too will be able to acquire masach and ochozel and build a paltzuf and build an even higher degree than now. Whereas, if I will not feel despair, descent, burdening of the heart, burdening of the mind, then I will have nothing to overcome and how to arrange these desires and ascend. Therefore, we have to overcome everything that we are going through in a goal-oriented fashion. And therefore, if it's darkness, then it is. If it's light, then it is. You have a good mood, you don't. You're confused, you're brilliant. You have to go through all the states. The main thing is that I will not prefer one to the other, but I will make room for all of them. They both come from above, and this is how I grow. And only if I arrange both correctly do I build the tzimtzum, sach, ochozel, paltzuf, and my action in order to bestow to the Creator. This is something that I wanted to say, by the way. This is also something that you can see on me. Different states, especially it's confusion. Sometimes there comes such a confusion that you have no idea where you are. Not only that you forget words, that for me it's a problem altogether, languages. But a person's blurry. But along with it, you have to try and relate to each and every state as coming from the Creator. As something necessary on the way, and therefore I relate to the bad as to the good and vice versa. Is this clear? What?
Let's say there's a friend and you recognize that he has a problem, that there's this state he had received. Except for this explanation that he will probably not accept it because he is in this situation. What can I, as a friend, do for him? That friend has such a burdening, or he shared it with us, and now I want to help him. What can I do?
To give him these excerpts, this document with the excerpts.
But he's in an emotional state, and where you're in such a state, it is very hard to accept things or change yourself. Even if you read something,
you're telling me.
That's how I feel things.
I feel that too, I understand. So what are you going to do? Give him a shot? Medicine. Very simple. It gives you a shot. When you can't talk to a person or it gives them some kind of medicine. That's how it is? In some way, it's necessary to add to the person, to add, to give him, add him forces of importance, more precisely put. And this can be done by different external factors, the group, a meal, soda, some small gathering, could be a trip, could be going to the sea. But the question is that it won't make a person run away from it. Meaning on the one hand, he's in a mood of despair. On the other hand, what he does now is that he does not run away from the situation. He simply wants now to look at his situation correctly. In a balanced way. But only with the help of the environment. There's nothing you can do. If you can't, you can't.
It's called
unconsciously. There are also many articles about this. And what the mind doesn't do, time does eventually. But what is time? That he goes through much time. The thing is that we have to bring him into the group and for him to be among us and to work that way. And there are such states where a person simply can't grasp anything. Rabash used to sing. He used to go into his room, used to lock himself, and used to sing and dance. His face looked like a wall. No impression, no excitement, nothing. There are such states. There are states for those on higher degrees that are much worse than ours. They go through very extreme states. Eventually, it's the same state of Rabbi Akiva that bows his head, the waves, wash over him, but along with it, bring him to shore. Well, I see everyone understands. The main thing is, but in advance, a person needs to build different kinds of support for himself. For example, 10 a.m., I'm shooting with Norma. 11, with Owen. 12, with someone else. Afterwards, Mushi comes with a few people about the Congress or something. Afterwards, and so on and so forth. I also have new people that come to me with different problems and seeking advice. In short, a person has to all the time work, be in the work. And it's not that I try not to cancel anything. Not to cancel. You have to be in physical work all the time. Well, for me, physical work is shooting programs, having meetings, and on the inside, you go through your different inner states. But it could be that you're repairing some engine. And by the way, it's much better than to film a program. There's nothing better. Rabash used to say, I remember when I was a cobbler. He was a cobbler. He used to write mezuzahs, different things. Back then, there was no work. In the 40s, 50s, even 60s here in Israel, there were very hard cases, and it's not like today, that if you sit in a koilil, in a yeshiva, you get money for it. Back then, everyone used to work. And then he says, when I was a cobbler, things were so good. You hammer those little nails into the leather, and with it, everything goes by, really. He was already 80. And as if yearned for those times.
So,
it's not good if a person has no work, has nothing to do. You should start doing something, writing something, doing something, just not to sit idle. Then time goes by in a much more productive way. So, let's go.
So, reading excerpts from the sources, the topic is despair from his own forces, excerpt number 16, Rabash, what is the Torah and what is the statute of the Torah in the work? When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might. Since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person is unable to be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature. Again, when he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person is unable to be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature.
How
Can we build inside ourselves, inside each and every one of us, and inside all of us together, the fact that in each and every moment we have to turn to the Creator with a request, and the more we turn and really to fill all of our time with that, the more our requests will be directed, arranged to one Creator, as much as we can envision this spiritual form, or more correctly put, spiritual quality, the more we will succeed. And again, it's a prayer. How do we try to be, as it says, I wish they would pray all day long? How do we, let's suppose today we go out into a day of disconnection after the morning lesson. How does each and every one of us feel that he's obliged to be the shatz, that all the group tells him, today you have to pray for us? We are putting our good fortune in your hands. How will we force every friend to be this way? It's something that breaks down all the walls, all the boundaries, both between us and also between us and the Creator. Prayer is all there is. How will we do it? Please. Maybe we have to organize it corporeally, or what should you do? So that really everyone will feel that he has to, that behind him there are hundreds or even thousands of friends, like little children, that rely on him, that depend on him, that are dependent on him, and that he has to.
There has to be such spirit eventually. Perhaps in every meeting everyone should be accountable for how much effort he made. Not how much he succeeded, but it's pointless to get into it. But we should have such a spirit in the ten. I don't see that we should do anything externally. We need to have two public messengers. I don't feel but that made friends to pray more. But that's what we have to do.
We have an opportunity right now to feel all the friends that are coming to the Congress, friends from the world Kli, with big deficiencies. And from this entire action, we'll really feel that we have a very important role in relation to everyone. That we have to be good shatzes together with them. And to feel that this role is greater or larger than each of us.
To hold on to the avut during the day.
Yeah, it depends on the measure to which between us we generate an inner connection, then everyone sees that. Turning to him and everything isn't just so, but it's in order to increase our connection.
There has to be a revut between us. I can be shut alone, but if I will pray for you and ask that you will be connected, and with such a request, then it will work on us.
Yeah, to simply not let go of the Creator, to all the time be in a state where you turn to Him. And this is what fills, what designs the Arvut. Together we can change our reality this way. The Creator, He's waiting for it. He's the one that unites everything.
I assume it's the influence of the environment, our environment. We have to create some kind of spirit, the importance that exists in the tent, the importance of the work that we do, the importance of the work that we can do on us and for the rest of the friends and for the rest of the world, the rest of the country, something that we can do. With our hands we can do everything. With our demand, as much as we connect, we demand more, and we demand in a more directed way. This is influence that we should have, we should need to have between us, such brainwash in the ten and in the society.
To really take this example, like a mom takes care of her children, that they'll be well off to take care of the ten the very same way, take care of the friends that are coming here from all over the world for the Creator, to bring them together, to give them everything and raise them to a spiritual degree.
When the friends were talking, I was thinking, what prevents us, what makes it hard for us? And then you think that the friends don't feel benefit from praying. And then I've been thinking, well, it's wrong, because if we had a friend with a physical situation, or let's say someone in their family is going through something, then you naturally pray for him. So perhaps it's all a matter of pain, that you should care enough for your friends.
How can I feel, really feel, responsibility as pain in the heart, as concern that exists in me all the time? How can I do it? This is actually our entire force of advancement toward the goal. How can I feel responsibility for having to pray for everyone? Everything's achieved only in prayer. The prayer has to be only a prayer in public, meaning for the public, at least for the ten, or the entire soul of Adam HaRishon. How can I feel responsible for it? This is actually my entire role. This is all of my spiritual work, saving my soul. How can we help each other in being alert and feeling this inner restlessness all the time, that we're not concerned enough with it? Please.
Well, first of all, this is the work between us, to increase the importance of the goal constantly as much as possible, and to understand from all this how much it all depends on us, how much it depends on the connection between us, how much every one of us has to keep adding here, and to also see what happens around us in the world, to see how things are going, and then we will find a solution to our connection, the connection of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Each and every one of us is responsible. Each and every one of us has the ability to turn this, the scale to the side of merit.
Yeah, really, to help each other with the help of envy and importance.
I think the help is that we all feel responsible for everyone else. And also when we're talking about it, we depend on each other, and every friend who makes an effort in that lifts everyone else, and that there's no other work or role. Our whole life arranged to have such an inner work.
It's actually how to help you be in Arvut all the time, and this is actually lifting the importance, reading envy, to act out. When I'm here,
Except number 17, Rabash, letter 65. The main thing in the work is that there is no giving of half a thing from heaven. Otherwise, it could happen that if a person repented halfway, he would receive assistance from above for half the work. But since there is no giving of half a thing from above, a person must pray to the Creator to give him complete help. This means that during his prayer, a person sets what is in his heart in order, since prayer is the work in the heart. So a person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer.
שאלות?
Questions.
מה שהיה קודם, מה שעכשיו?
About
Leibovich.
Before, about now. Leibovich.
בקטע שעכשיו... In the excerpt we just read, what does it mean that he first decides on complete annulment and then he starts trying, asking, what is the decision before?
According to what he understands, that's how it has to be, but how can you act without a decision?
But how come it doesn't go together? Meaning it's like there's a summary, okay, I understand that now I have to ask for annulment, and then I ask for it.
What then? Thought without decision or what?
Isn't the conclusion the decision? Isn't it already a request when a person realizes that he has to completely annul himself?
I don't know what you're saying, but how could it be that you're asking something of the Creator without first examining what that is? What? You're like a baby crying out. You're not crying out because you have no instinctive outcry to the Creator. You only have an outcry to your mom or the police, I don't know who. But you have no outcry to the Creator, you have no connection with Him. Therefore, here, it's necessary to build the order of actions. And you have to, a person really has to see, how do I arrange my request to the Creator? In a cunning, intellectual way, emotionally, through actions that lead me, all in all, to the correct request that I will reach Him, that I will turn to Him, that I will touch Him. It's serious. You have the opportunity to turn to an important person. So how do you turn to him? Otherwise, you know, he'll simply pass you by without paying any attention to you. He has to feel that it's really important to you, that he's open to it, as Kabbalists say. And on the other hand, that you know how to touch him, how to awaken him, how to turn his attention to you actually, so that there will be connection that your request will be a chisaron, and that his general chisaron to help everyone to ascend, that these two requests will complete each other, supplement one another. Otherwise, how? In your chisaron, I for my beloved one and my beloved one for me, you have to, that it will be one clean. You have to search. You're just saying that. When it'll come out, when it will work out for you, tell me, and you'll see how long it'll take. Therefore, after a person is despaired and comes and is despaired, then he really understands, as Labar says, that unless he correctly works in society with all the friends, the way they're arranged together, all of them, and the way they're in him and he's in them, he doesn't know who he's turning to. First of all, he turns to the friends. First of all, he has to reach a connection with them up to the point of love. And then he turns to the Creator, that he understands that he can't reach him. He's asking for the Creator to help him, help reach love for the friends, towards the friends, and then the Creator helps. Imagine, you're not turning to him for something, but only for him to help you love the friends, because this way, for sure, you're already directed toward coming out of your ego. If you turn to the Creator directly, you don't come out of your ego. With him, I can be connected, or I to him and he for me or towards me. But if you want to connect with the friends, love the friends, and you can't, this already being the recognition, the real recognition of evil, then you turn to the Creator to help you in that. That's the only thing you want. You have to help me love the friends. Love the friends. This is what I need. And then he helps, because then your request is really in order to bestow. Therefore, first of all, love of others. And after you've acquired these things, to the measure to which you've acquired these things, that you love them, or not that you love them, but that you're somehow connected, then to that measure too, you can reach love for toward the Creator. And it could never be more that you love the Creator more than you love the friends, because it's the kli. Love of friends is the kli. That really, you connect everyone, and you have your soul. Whereas love of the Creator, it's an action of, in order to bestow already, which is working with the light. Dudi.
But how do you feel responsible to always pray for the friends to be a public messenger, such all the time, and from that to turn to the Creator, as you say?
Otherwise, I do not come out of the in order to receive.
But it's not enough.
The Creator, he broke the kli on purpose to have the opportunity. Because in a complete kli, you were only in chafetz chesed. In order to acquire the force of bestowal, chafetz chesed can't bestow. He's chafetz chesed. I have no shirt, I don't need anything, you can do what you want, I'm living on this tree, and I'm well off. And therefore, this is the only way you can come out into in order to bestow. There is no other way. Therefore, the kli breaks. I have the opportunity to connect to all of these broken parts and ask the Creator to arrange the connection. So we need him. We need to use him. This is called, my sons have defeated me. that we use him early in a way that you arranged the shattering. We're grateful for it because precisely by it we can feel the depth of the shattering, the measure of the connection of love, and do that. Where does it say about it?
Yeah. I'm asking about one state before, the feeling of necessity and responsibility to constantly pray for the friends, because even before you start praying for them, you have no forces to pray and constantly work for them, and from that to turn to the Creator to help me be only in that, in love of friends.
Only in that. Otherwise, it's entirely in order to receive.
So how to constantly be in a constant prayer only for the friends and not let go of it?
You have to be connected to them and help each other. It's something that no one's missing. But if you're all integrated together, each can influence all the others for them to lack this.
How? How exactly will I lack it? I don't lack it.
Talk about it, that only in your connection do you shape this state called the soul, and there you discover the upper world and the Creator who fills it, and everything, all in all, in the correct connection between the friends. There's no other place, no other opportunity, no other nothing, but this way.
בסדר?
Right?
טוב, קדימה.
קטע מספר 18.
Exit number 18, רבש. What is the difference between the gate of tears and the rest of the gates? When a person knows that he is wicked, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, when he has come to realize that the fact that he is placed under the control of the will to receive separates him from the life of lives, he knocks about this and wants to repent. That is, he wants to be given help from above so he can emerge from self-love and be able to love the Creator with all his heart. Thus, he feels that he is wicked, since where he should love the Creator, he loves himself. It follows that his knocks, we understand that he does what he can to make the Creator bring him closer and take him out of the control of his own evil. This is called real tears. This is the meaning of what we explained opened a gate for us when the gate is locked. That is, since he sees that all the gates are closed, he begins to knock. It follows that at the time of the locking of the gate, when he has already prayed and was notified the reason for the sin, he begins to shed the real tears, meaning at that time he simply wants to be a Jew. At that time, his knocks are regarded as tears. And this is the meaning of who opens a gate to those who knock in repentance.
Meaning, you have to be patient and to understand that the last moment is the most important moment, and it grows out of despair of one's own forces and nonetheless the need to reach the goal. And the tears, this is already above his forces, that he can form in mind and heart that he doesn't have these forces, and he sees that by himself, by his own forces, he can't attain anything, and that all of his actions did not help him. Then there is such an addition called tears, which is the emission of the surplus in him. This is what tears symbolize. That he bursts out beyond his boundaries that he doesn't have, that he can't, out of despair. Is there another word besides Yeush? Achaina in Russian. How do you put it in Hebrew? Also despair. How? Pain. No, that's the word. Okay. So from that, he feels. That's it. No more prayers, and then it comes. And when a person reaches that point, it is beyond what he could do. And today we're stopping much before that. Not despair and not anything, but, you know, we let go amidst the way like a child that he's bored playing with something, he just throws it and goes.
Ken. Can
we say that we stop because we still don't have the ability to pray for a friend and to give him strength if he's in a state of despair?
We stop if we do not appreciate the action of bestowal. I start something somewhere, I don't feel anything in return, it's like into the air. So I stop.
New York. Hello, Rav. It feels that today we live in such times where there are much more words. I don't know how to explain this. During the day, I find myself thinking, talking, dealing with so many things, more compared to people, let's say, 100 years ago. So I'm trying to understand how can we refine our thoughts and words about only what matters and not on anything secondary. How can we do this?
It'll come. You should be engaged in it more and more and more, and you'll see that your language will become more concrete, clear, and more understood, because you'll have a common vocabulary. It won't be big or anything. How many words they have in the Wisdom of Kabbalah? Start scanning tests. You have, I don't know, maybe barely 1,000 words. It's all because we are more and more it's because we're more and more in emotions, in common emotions and thoughts, and therefore we could always deduce one thing from another, and for us a few words are enough to scrutinize something, even though that we're talking about emotions that are beyond this world, and try to explain it to another person, it'll take him 10-15 years until he will enter this feeling. And without the feeling, he can't hear. What will he hear in the words?
Eight years ago, I heard you say that it has to be like a mother thinking of her baby. And ever since, well, I still have a baby, but yet I see it feels how far we are from such a feeling that this is the most important thing of our lives. We are thrown away so easily.
But at least this, you already know that you're thrown so easily. This already attainment? Already an attainment.
Except number 19, Rabash, anything that the Merciful One does, he does for the best. When a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world, or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas, and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost, he must brace himself and say, everything that the Merciful One does is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought upon him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree, and by this he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high and the low will see. Again, when a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world, or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas, and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost, he must brace himself and say, everything that the Merciful One does is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought upon him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree, and by this, he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high, and the low will see.
He doesn't give us any advice here as to how will I come out of this state. Look, the excerpt is divided into two parts. When a person comes to a state where he's really lost, then he has to grow stronger and this and that. He doesn't say how to grow stronger, but obviously, these are the states that we go through. Then, it's with a question mark, but this flow, nonetheless, this is how it goes. We don't learn how to turn the state of despair into a state of attack, but great is the Creator, the Lord is high, and the low will see. The Lord is high is the first half, and the low will see, that's the other half, meaning that we raise the Creator in our eyes. So, no questions, good. Everything's calm.
Excerpt number 20, Rabash, what is return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God in the work? When a person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me because I am worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of Kedusha, sanctity, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator, and I'm utterly incapable of this, so only you can save me. By this, we should interpret what is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them, so their heart will not be broken, and will be whole. Again, when a person prays...
No, mister. Say, excerpt number 20. Why don't you say what number excerpt it is? It's unrelated or what? It's not only you, it's everyone.
Again, excerpt number 20. When a person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me, because I'm worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of Kedusha, nothing of sanctity, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me. By this, we should interpret what is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them so their heart will not be broken and will be whole.
Yeah.
Any shilot?
No questions.
There's
some kind of...
אתם לא רוצים לשאול, אתם לא מעוניינים.
You're not interested.
התנגדות כזאת פסיבית איטלקית.
It's like a kind of passive Italian resistance.
איך מרגיעים להרגשה אמיתית?
How do we come to a true feeling that I'm worse than everyone else? The ego doesn't want to think this way. And also, if in order to reach such a feeling, if we have this world in order to perform actions, and let's say I am able to perform such actions and I see that others don't do and I do, how can I come to a feeling that I'm worse than they are?
Did you reach anything?
No.
Then what are you proud about? Why do you think that you're better than others?
That's exactly my question. How to start appreciating the important things as important? You told us that we have to reach a prayer. I want the Creator not to help me anything except for loving my friends. In order to reach such state, Dudi asked, there are conditions to reach such state where I place my finger on the right point and I don't ask for other things. That is to demand only pure spirituality.
Spirituality is love of friends. Don't call spirituality something spiritual.
How do I turn this to the only thing I'm missing?
By persuasion, by the upper force that helps you after you ask, and nothing else, by changing your values, how do I come out of myself into the true real reality that I do not see? Everything that I see is the world that I envision the way that I do. How do I come out of myself?
I have to feel towards my friends great obligation, shame, envious.
No, I have nothing negative in relation to them. Or towards myself, I towards myself, neither. I really start from scratch.
No, I still don't get it. We heard that there are three conditions to prayer, of how to arrange things, but how to come to such a deficiency that this is what you're lacking?
To think about it more and more. To think how to attain the truth. That now we're in a lie. I'm a big egoist. I want to attain what's really going on. How do I discover the real, true world? I see how all of mankind is wrong, foolish, engaged in delusional things that they get nothing from. They die just like they're born. I want to know the truth. And the truth is first and foremost to come out of myself. Because anyone who blames does it because of his own flaws. We see it in the world. Look at what's going on. So how do I rise above my nature, above my ego, that then I will be able to somehow determine what is going on? Otherwise, no one knows, and neither do I. So, to rise above myself, this is what I'm led to do. So I have to integrate in the group, as simple as that. This is my new and only kli, possible kli that I can have, instead of my ego. Therefore, there are only two. Either I'm inside myself, or that I'm inside the group. One of the two.
Now,
if I'm inside myself, then clearly it's a beast. I keep living my life that way. Suppose I decided on that. But if I'm in a group, in order to come out, meaning out of myself, then I have to start seeing. How do I replace my sense of self with the group? As if I care for them, appreciate them, wherever possible for the group to be above me in everything, above me, above me, above me. And a few such actions, and then I start understanding what it means to be in a group and not inside oneself. And that's how you advance. Accordingly, you draw the reforming light and everything. But without these simple actions, to come out of myself from the group, to come out of myself into the group is impossible. And here you can ask the Creator to help you.
Barur.
It's clear?
No.
I
already did what you said. I asked, I registered the convention in above reason. What the friends did, they told me to do, I did. I added another day. I did all these things, but I'm still not satisfied. I'm angry, I'm upset. The Creator doesn't give me anything.
You leave?
But I'm not willing to leave.
It's like
with Mark Twain's Tom Sawyer. You read the book? Yes. You are a well-read person. He wanted to fish. He prayed to the Creator to send him a rod, and he didn't. And so his conclusion is that there is no Creator. Clear, precise examination on the spot.
He was lacking the intention. I want to feel the intention.
Ask.
I did.
He's not answering. Leave.
I'm not willing to leave. Till when should I ask?
Until you will receive.
And if I have no patience for that?
What?
If I have no patience to wait?
Think. How can you lure him? How can you turn to him that he'll pay attention to you? That he'll have an attentive ear? Maybe he doesn't love you. Who knows?
Okay.
We have a few questions here that I'd like to answer.
Romania.
Romania.
The question is, how can I pray for friends if I don't see them do actions towards unity?
They have eyes, but see not. And I don't care if they're doing or not doing. if I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and I'm in a group, and the group is following the method of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, and they want to do it, even though that they can't, yet. But as if they have this slogan that this is what they want to reach, then I go with them with my eyes shut. French.
From him? Okay. From him? Two questions, if possible.
Impossible, no?
If I feel despair from the incapacity of connecting through my efforts, can I express it in the 10 in the Zoom meetings or in the yeshivat at the Congress, or it's better not?
No, you come to a small or big group only with an uplifted spirit and not with despair. Only with an uplifted spirit, then you gain and they gain. If you come with your bad mood and want to bring them down, then it comes back to you times over, and you shouldn't. Italy one.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. So, Rav, when I feel those states, the Creator pulls me down and increasing my will to receive, should I take it as a measurement of how much I can do it? So I can pray for the friends, I can do actions within the group, and measure how much I can overcome it. Is that the correct process of thoughts?
As much as you're constantly in it, when you replace your ego, you used to think of yourself automatically, instinctively. Now you want to reach a state where you're always thinking of the group instinctively, with no break. That's clear, right? Good. Now, we didn't have Kalnas for a long time now. Kalnas.
Доброе утро, Раф. Ну, постараемся быть частью.
Question. Good morning, Rav. We'll try to ask our questions more often. Now, my question is, a prayer, is it a feeling of helplessness? Rav, a prayer is when you want to bring your heart closer to the Creator. Ashkelon. Question. Hello, Rav. I heard that we have to be in the left line only for 1 hour out of the 24 hours a day. So why don't we study only one lesson about despair of his own forces out of 24 lessons? And the rest of the time we should learn about the greatness of the Creator, Rav. We're talking about a person who is in the work of the Creator, who truly goes out for half an hour a day in self-criticism, and the rest of the time he raises the importance of the Creator in his eyes. That's true. That is what we do more or less. Except for sometimes it happens that we are like a fool sitting with his hands crossed and eating his own flesh. So check what you're doing. Novosibirsk. Good morning, Rav. I want to ask about the order of things, the scrutiny of itself in the heart, the feeling that I don't have a request for my friends, that I don't identify with them, and all these scrutinies, Is that already a prayer, or should I feel, I should feel first emptiness and then turn to the Creator and say that, here, I'm empty, I can't do it, I need fulfillment, I need correction? Or the scrutiny itself throughout the day, those inner scrutinies, those feelings in the ten, towards the ten, towards group, are what a prayer is.
Yeah, the scrutinies themselves, they're the prayer. Minsk.
Скажите, мы должны ощутить, что возвышен Творец, и при этом
we have to feel that the Creator is exalted, and yet that the Creator is both high and low, in order to hear Him. And this is the maturity of the perception, like three lines.
Just like we need to be both in lowness and also to feel proud, depends what to feel the lowness of our own ability, of our forces, and to feel proud that we can serve the Creator. This also how you have to relate to the group. Okay, now let's move on to what?
In the right prayer, there are two approaches to it. One approach is what we read just now in the last excerpt, when a person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me because I'm the worst from everyone else. As you said, that he should help me love my friends, that he should help me love my friends, and I'm the worst. And the second approach is that I'm praying for the friends. I mustn't remove myself from the collective, and every request for myself, even if it's to bestow or love the friends, is bad. So how do you settle the two?
Both? What do you mean? I want to pray to the friends, for the friends. But who am I? I have to correct myself. And then I pray for the friends.
How a prayer of a person for himself, from his ego, even for be stolen to be corrected and love the friends, how can be the right or pure prayer?
Because first I'm thinking about what do I have to come to, that I connect to them, that I'm in them, and then accordingly I ask the Creator, I turn to Him to help me realize my role in them. It's a question. Actually, a good one. What now? Introduction to Tess, Bechara Kavanot, we even have the peace. What, Owen?
About a prayer. Yesterday we had a collective prayer for everyone, that all the friends will have the strength to participate in the activities of the group, dissemination, come to the lessons, and so on. After we have prayed for the whole day, we saw in the evening a result that many friends and many tens were able to come and disseminate. So what should we pray for now?
Thanks for mentioning this. I think that this action is still ahead of us for some time, and we have to all the time be concerned with it, because by that we build our state. That's what we have to be concerned with. It's like we care for our building, our home, our stability, our intensity, the very same way we have to care for that. We have to be a well-known force in Israel and in the world, and really, in a relatively short period of time, we reached something. We have to now extend our participation and to go further in, especially in width, into different kinds of audiences, especially in Israel, then in North America, and afterwards in the rest of the world. We have to do it. Otherwise, we are not realizing our role. We're not coming closer to realizing our role, and then it's not good. What do we exist for then? We will not get any kind of advancement, like Balasulam also writes, Mabash, unless we prepare ourselves for our role. Because otherwise, what are we for? Israel, they don't exist. They also didn't exist. Once the ego grew in Babylon, that the ego started developing, evolving, then a need evolved for a group among the Babylonians that will start drawing them to become organized in order to bestow. Against the will to receive that started developing. Before that, they were as one nation, as one language, everything was fine. So there's no ego, there's no need for Israel to draw that ego to correction and that way correct all of mankind. Once the ego grew among the Babylonians, that they started fighting with each other, came Abraham and started getting out of there from among the Babylonians people that have a connection of in order to bestow, in order to build a group that will lead all of the Babylonians to correction, to the end of correction, and therefore, this is our role. This is our role. Each and every person in the world who has the inclination towards spirituality, that has a question about what is the meaning of life, what am I living for, what's going on with my ego, and so on, from all sides, both from the perspective of reception and also of bestowal, that feels that he's not like the still, the vegetative, and the animate, that doesn't, then he has to be with us. He has to be with us. Yes, Momo. I'm a Moma.
Hello, Rav. I want to say that yesterday, letter 29 really was very inspiring.
So I've heard.
I was talking to the friends, and I want to say, if we can learn it, I want to ask if we can learn it again with you.
He means the letter for Tu B'Shvat. It's very long. Maybe we'll read it on Passover. On Passover, when we'll have time, we'll sit together. That's possible.
It's not that we understand it, but there's a lot of feeling and inspiration.
Okay, I understand. He wants to know how to nurture trees. No, but there it's... He wrote in a style that's not exactly his. He could write such things that... Well, what are we studying then? Who's in favor of introduction to tests? No big excitement. Who's in favor of Bechar Kavanot? Also, even less. So, what can I give you? The peace. Introduction to tests. Again, introduction to tests. Who's in favor? And Bechar Kavanot. So, introduction to tests. Let's finish it. We don't have that much left.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
דעתנו מלאחות את השברים מה משותף בינינו מה מאחד אותנו הרצון האינסופי בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים נשזור בתוכנו את כל החלקים ואז נתחיל לחיות את החיים בוא נרקום בינינו אהבת אחים נשזור בתוכנו את כל החלקים כתבו לנו מילים בין המילים אנחנו שתים בים של אור מתקנים את